how does that Sesame Street song go? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Or from Jules Dassin, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Here's another version of that sentiment. One producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the backseat confessions she hears. Here's the conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina?
Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure.
No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova. I'm a cab driver, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. You've heard about DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the program that gave protected status to 500,000 young immigrants who came here illegally as children. My passenger, Miguel, is one of them.
You belong to two worlds. When I'm out and about, I feel like I have to be extra American than everybody else just to fit in. And then when I'm at home, if I say an English word, my mom will flip out on me like, oh, can I have some tortillas? They'll be like, no, it's tortillas.
He was 7 when he was brought to the United States. Later, his sister was born here, which makes her a citizen. Now, I also met Judith. Judith, as well as her twin sister, are American citizens.
I turned 18 years old this year, February 4th. Me and my twin were so happy because we were like, we're going to be able to vote and we're going to be able to buy a shotgun maybe if we have money. We're going to be able to like buy goldfish.
Yet she has a brother who's not. He was brought from Mexico when he was a toddler. Miguel and Judith don't know each other. They've never met and I've driven them at different times. But their lives have many similar parallels. So I thought. The mic goes to Miguel first.
I was about 6 or 7 years old when we first arrived in the United States. The decision was pretty much where I grew up, you were limited on options. You had no, either you continued to become a farmer, or there was also the secondary option of becoming a drug lord, which is a big no-no. So my mom was pretty much like, I don't want this for you. Like, I want you to do better. You can do better, and we will do better. When I was in, I want to say, my sophomore, freshman year of high school, the possibility of me getting a DREAM Act came up, which is pretty much I would get a Social Security, I would be allowed to work, and I would be allowed to go further in my education. Pretty much I was almost a resident without being a resident. I do have to pay full tuition because the government does not help me out at all. It's really hard for me to get scholarships. I work and I study. At this moment, I have no idea where I stand in the citizenship process. I want to say I'm close to it, but every single time I say that, it takes like 2 more years happen and nothing happens. Well, I see my sister. She has so many opportunities, way more than I have right now, even with the DREAM Act. I'm illegal. I came here legally. I have no father. So the way I see it is, like, I tell my sister, I tell my little cousins, like, if I can do it, you guys have no choice. Like, you guys have no excuses. You can always better yourself, no matter what situation you're in.
My name's Judith Nyote Sanchez. My mom and dad, they immigrated from Mexico to the U.S. when my brother was around 3 years old. And then my mom, 5 years later, had me and my sister, Abby. And then 5 years later, my mom had my little sister. So there's 4 of us. My dad is from the Otomi people. My mom is also indigenous from Masagua people. I know a little bit of Otomi. I know some words, like, Tegi Pafi, tienes hambre, like, are you hungry? Or like, Zuzu is abuela, Koturine, like, shut up. Growing up, I remember my brother, I never really saw him, like, doing homework or anything. Like, he didn't really care about education. Both of my parents, they didn't finish elementary school, so my dad, when he was trying to go to Mexico City to work and, you know, be a construction worker, he couldn't because he didn't know how to read. So he had actually had to go back to his village and then go to adult school. And so I think that really, like, impacts me because I'm like, I'm so blessed to know how to read and write, you know. I'm so blessed to be in a community college. When it was going around the news, you know, rumors, oh, you know, DACA and, you know, this card and... Then my parents would yell, be like, come, let's hear the news about this. I remember when my dad was like, this is a huge moment. All I've wanted is for your brother to get an education like you guys. You know, with having to pay the out-of-state tuition, which is a lot. It's fine that I don't have, you know, legal status as myself. I remember it coming in the mail and my brother opening it, and we were all excited, and it wasn't scary anymore as much. Now my brother is doing classes through Mesa Community College, but it's online because he wants to be a web designer. He loves it, and he's always like showing me his projects and stuff, and he's getting all A's too. Now that I'm older, I realize that, you know, my brother didn't care about school because he told me I didn't have the opportunity. Why would I care? I was in the early college program, and so I saw my brother. He was walking to class. I told my dad, I was like, Dad, guess what? I saw my brother at MCC. He's like, I would drive past that school. I would look at those community colleges or wherever I was, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like my kids are going to go there one day. You know, they're going to see each other. My dad started crying, and he was like, I've always dreamed of you guys seeing each other at school and saying hi to each other, because I would have never pictured that to happen.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Revazova.
Regina Revazova is a producer in Phoenix.